This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Theatre, film, TV and more. Susie Rong reviews it all on Joy Drive with Em and Warren.
Good afternoon, Susie Rong.
Hi Em, hi Warren. Do either of you have intentions of having babies?
Not me.
It's a very, very timely question, Susie. I've been thinking about it. I actually babysat recently and it was very traumatizing. So, yeah. Couldn't tell you, to be honest.
These days, we have to be a bit careful. Back in the day, when a bunch of queer people get together, it's so easy to sort of be really pejorative about straight people. But you don't know these days.
Yeah,
queer people are behaving more and more like straight people. So you got to be very careful with your words.
And of course, we are talking about The Baby, which is streaming on Binge at the moment. And I don't know, it scared me a little bit off having babies, I must admit. Tell us about it, Susie.
Natasha was away in the countryside trying to clear her head when a baby appeared in her arms completely out of the blue. It might seem a strange coincidence given that Natasha was actually trying to come to terms with being of an age when all her peers seemed to have left her to settle down and start families of their own. The comedy of new British series The Baby, now streaming on Binge, is predicated on the twisted notion that Natasha is forced into having a child when she was the last person you'd expect to have one. We soon see that not only was the baby's sudden appearance very bizarre, even more unnerving is the string of deaths that occur wherever the baby went. The comedy of The Baby is macabre, to say the least. In fact, I won't be surprised if many viewers can't see any humour in it whatsoever. For me, however, the first few episodes especially are extraordinarily funny. I was howling alone at home, but mainly because I too, like Natasha, am a very bad person who is disdainful of people who don't think very deeply about the consequences before they go ahead and bring a bunch of children into this cruel world. So if you have that misanthropic streak in you, I'm sure The Baby would be similarly appealing. I find the whole notion of trying to get rid of a baby instead of trying to obtain one to be completely hilarious. The baby's supernatural ability to kill people from a distance is also terribly satisfying in a very perverse way. It is perhaps no surprise then when in episode 5 we discover the queer origins of the baby's story. But before I start revealing too many spoilers, maybe Em and Warren can tell us how they feel about this sick story.
I think you're right, though, Susie, about, you know, the consequences of having a kid, aren't you? Because, I mean, if you haven't had kids, we do, and you've got friends that go and do have kids, for me, it certainly has changed the friendship in some ways, in some instances. I don't know about you, Em.
Yeah, I kind of, I don't know. I was, when I was watching it, I was like, is this like a metaphor for, you know, new mothers and new parents? And is this, you know, and then the more and more deaths that occurred, I'm like, surely this is, we've stretched beyond the metaphor now, surely. I really, really loved the originality of this series. I actually really enjoyed it. I thought it was fantastic. I too laughed out loud numerous times, Susie. And I just loved how macabre and how weird and how like wonderfully strange and perverted the storyline with this killer baby was. I really, really enjoyed it. I actually watched it with my mum, who was like, this is so confusing and I don't like it. And I was like, I am living for this right now. It's so good.
I've got to say, Em and Susie, I sat down on the couch and I was prepared for a horror movie and I thought, oh, this is going to be fantastic. We're going to be jumping and screaming and all this sort of stuff. I didn't get scared once in the whole thing. In fact, I found all the scary scenes really corny, and I won't spoil it, but I'll just say, like the lake scene, for example, I was rolling my eyes going, oh, this is absolutely pathetic. Honestly, that's how I found it. But at the same time, as I say that, you know, I'm laughing at it because maybe that's how it was meant to be designed, so that you did think that. But I didn't get scared at all. I thought, this isn't scaring me. And I wanted to know what was behind, you know, the evil of the baby. Like, what
I
was,
think we're finding out.
What? Yeah, and we're finding out. And so I think once it got to, I think, episode 5, when I've forgotten the actor's name from Sex Education appears in it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, okay, now it's starting to make sense. And I found it a little bit more interesting. And then I watched another episode last night and I enjoyed it more. But the first first few, I just thought, oh, this is, I was getting really frustrated with it, to be honest, Susie.
Yeah, I think it was trying to use the horror sort of format by making a joke out of it. But I think what I really love about it is it feels like sort of an antidote to the nonstop, baby positive stories that people make, you know. It almost feels like people have to convince themselves that they have made the right decisions, and they keep making these wonderful mother stories, like motherhood will change your life, motherhood will complete you and all that. I mean, I'm sure it does for some people, but we don't need that amount of storytelling about that theme. And I think to tell a completely opposite story on this theme, it has got me so tickled. But I do feel like it's going to end up in a very sort of positive way. I have a funny feeling.
Yeah, I do think it's leaning, you know, from the story that we have so far. There's still one episode yet to be released. I believe it's next Thursday or next Monday maybe. But I do think that it is going to go to that story arc of, and they all lived happily ever after, which I'm a little bit annoyed about. Because, you know, we've gone through all of these really epic scenes and, you know, moments in time, and it's gotten really heavy at some points, to the point where you're laughing because it's so, you know, dark. But I disagree with Warren, because I got scared so many times.
Really?
Yes. I'm a little baby in this situation. Oh. I got jump scared maybe 3 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I literally was like... At one stage.
Not at all for me, but I did laugh. There was one scene that I thought was really funny, and that is the play group with that thing that makes babies go to sleep. I can't remember what it was called, but that I found that
bun
really
bun.
Bun bun. I found that really, really funny, that whole scene. I thought, oh, wow, this is really, really good. But I don't know. I just found it hard to put the story together, and it took a long time. And for me to get to episode 5, I wish that had happened, that impact, a little bit earlier.
Hmm. Yeah, it was interesting they left episode 5 till so late, because I did feel like it sort of went through a lull a little bit before it got to episode 5, because after a lot of the killings, it sort of became a bit like, what next? And then it took a while before the origin story happened. But the origin story is amazing, I guess we can talk about it. There is a sort of a lesbian story around the birth of the baby. And I think the way they filmed that and they told the story was done in a very, very lovely way. And obviously very macabre as well.
Why is Mrs. Eve so creepy? Because, you know, in the origin story, it's a beautiful love story and there's this connection and there's this strength in that character. And then all of a sudden, cut to, I guess she has been following around a murderous baby, but like, so creepy.
It's very well performed.
Totally.
And I guess, and you know, and what part of a performance is sort of to tell you about the time, the tens of the decades we never get to see on screen. Because like you were saying, you know, she was trying to murder this baby for many decades. So she's not well.
Yeah.
So she's terrifying. Mm.
We're talking to Susie Rong about The Baby, which is currently streaming on Binge. I completely forgot what I was going to say.
The baby has infiltrated your mind.
Infiltrated my mind. Oh, no, I was going to say there was a serious side too, isn't there? And that is the control over women's bodies.
Oh, goodness. That was so terrible.
Again, that comes out in the episode 5, so we won't spoil that. But, there is a serious side to it as well.
Yeah, and it's very resonant now because of this whole abortion debate that's come back in the States. You know, it talks about people making women have babies, which is a very big part of the story. Not just the origin story, but also Natasha's story about the social pressure she feels, you know, because just simply because she's of a certain age now, if she refuses to have babies, she suddenly become an outcast. And then using that as the basis to tell a story, I thought it was really intelligent and actually quite brave to take it to a place where, you know, maybe not all of us think that way, but I'm sure everyone has, you know, thought briefly at least of what a life would be if a woman made those different choices. And it's so nice to see an alternative voice about this topic.
And also, I don't know if I'm interpreting it incorrectly, but something else that I was a bit uncomfortable with was, that just because the baby came from, you know, a situation that was I guess, forced. It's not a good term, but forced. There's nothing wrong with the baby. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't mean that, you know, babies who come out of these sort of circumstances are demonized or faulty or anything like that.
Yeah, maybe that's why we feel like the ending is going to be happily ever after.
Yeah.
You just feel like they're never going to make the baby to be as evil as it has been so far. You feel like there's going to be some kind of redeeming feature coming. I love the performance of the baby. Don't you think
the baby's
so
great?
Is it it must be CGI, right?
Is it?
But it's incredible CGI if it's CGI.
I don't think it's CGI. I just think that it's the way we watch movies. Like, we just kind of read into things that are not there. The baby is not doing a performance. It's simply the camera pointing at the baby.
And because it's like,
well, that's incredible. I give them like 10 out of 10 yeah. for that, because that baby is creepy.
That baby's going to be a superstar.
Yeah. It's got acting chops for sure.
Natural. It is called The Baby. It is on Binge at the moment.
Susie, what's our homework for next week?
Queer as Folk is returning. It's been over 20 years since we first saw the British and the American groundbreaking shows on the telly. A new era is starting Friday on Stan, and we'll be talking all about it next week.
Fantastic, Susie. When will we see you next?
Thank you so much, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.